I'm Millicent Nwoko. Here's your Channel CV Evening News recap for September 7th, 2021. President Muhammadu Buhari has asked security chiefs to devise new tactics in solving the nation's security challenges, particularly in the northwest and the north central. He gave them the challenge earlier today during a three-hour security meeting with the service chiefs. Gunmen have abducted two children of the deputy provost of Isa Keita College of Education, Dutsinma Katsina State, Dr. Ismail Ado Fintua. Eyewitnesses told Channels Television earlier today that the gunmen, who were four in number, armed with sophisticated weapons, attacked the premises of the college at about 11:30 p.m. last night. The attackers are reported to have moved straight to the residence of the deputy provost, tied up the gateman before abducting the children of the college's deputy provost along with his junior sister's son. Meanwhile, gunmen have abducted the former general manager of the Katsina State Television, Ahmed Abdul Kadir, and his daughter. Mr. Abdul Kadir, who is also a former zonal director of the National Broadcasting Commission, was kidnapped along with his 15-year-old daughter, Layla, from his residence in Bakori local government area of the state around 9 p.m. on Monday. On the international scene, President Joe Biden today flew to storm-ravaged New York and New Jersey just days after inspecting the damage caused by Hurricane Ida in Louisiana. Mr. Biden, who is pushing a giant infrastructure spending bill, including major funding for the green economy, argues that extreme weather across the United States this summer is a harbinger of worse to come. Meanwhile, Democrats have blamed the trail of destruction on climate change. And in sports, Brazilian football great Pelé has undergone surgery for a suspected colon tumor. According to Albert Einstein Hospital in Sao Paulo, where Pelé has been treated since August 31st, the tumor was identified during routine cardiovascular and laboratory examinations, and the material was sent for pathological analysis. Is, however, now recovering. And that's the evening news recap. Don't forget to join us tomorrow for fresh updates. I'm Melissa Kumoka. Thank you for watching.